This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. 77th Republic Day celebrated across Northeastern region along with the rest of the country. State-level 77th Republic Day celebrations in Meghalaya held at Polo Grounds in Shillong. Governor Vijay Kumar Singh says Mizoram fastest growing state in Northeast in terms of tourism. And Republic Day function in Assam held in Khanapara in Guwahati with Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya unfurling the national flag. The news in detail. The 77th Republic Day was celebrated across the Northeastern region along with the rest of the country yesterday. Governors unfurled the national flags in their respective state capitals and delivered Republic Day speeches outlining the ongoing developmental programs and future plans of the governments. Cultural shows highlighting the ethnic splendors of the diverse Northeastern states were integral parts of the Republic Day celebrations. In Meghalaya, the state-level 77th Republic Day celebrations were held at the Polo Grounds in Shillong. Governor Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar unfurled the national flag and took the salute of the marching contingents. The program featured parades by security forces, NCC units, school students and police bands. Prestigious state awards were presented, including the U Tirot Singh Award to Kinpam Singh Nongkinri, Partogan and Sangma Award to Father Benoy Joseph, and Ukyang Nangba Award to Riolang Dhar. Padma Shri awardee Hali War was felicitated for his contribution to preserving living route bridges. Tableau from various government departments showcased development initiatives with prizes awarded for outstanding performances. Cultural programs added colour to the celebrations. The Lok Bhavan in Shillong attracted large number of citizens as its gates were open to the public on Republic Day. The 77th Republic Day was celebrated across Tripura with due solemnity and enthusiasm. The national flag was unfurled at various government and private institutions. The state-level function was held at the Assam Rifles ground in Agartala, where Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu unfurled the national flag. Addressing the citizens, the governor said that despite various challenges, the state government has taken several initiatives which would usher in a new chapter by laying the foundation for a self-reliant and prosperous Tripura. He stated that on 23rd June last year, the chief minister had declared Tripura as a fully literate state, describing it as a historic milestone. With this achievement, Tripura has earned recognition as the third fully literate state in the country. Highlighting Tripura's progress in education, agriculture, fisheries, tourism, industry and other sectors, the governor sought the cooperation of all sections of society to build a developed India by 2047. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Shaha greeted the people of the state on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day. He said that the constitution was the pride of the citizens of the world's largest democracy. All the citizens should dedicate themselves to building a developed country and nation by remaining committed to the principles of the constitution, he emphasized. Mr. Shaha expressed his desire to build a new Tripura by taking inspiration from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call to build a new India. The 77th anniversary of the adoption of the Indian constitution was celebrated across Mizoram with enthusiasm and patriotic fervor on Republic Day. The state-level function was held at Lamual in Aizawl, where Governor-General Vijay Kumar Singh unfurled the national flag and took the salute of 23 parade contingents. In his address, the governor highlighted that the second phase of the Mizoram government's flagship program, the Mizoram Bana Kai handholding scheme, is currently underway with many beneficiaries already receiving financial assistance. He also informed that funds under the Chief Minister's special package grant have been disbursed. Referring to recent infrastructure developments, the Governor said, the inauguration of the Bairabi Sairang railway line by Prime Minister Narendra Modi marked a historic milestone for Mizoram. He noted that the railway line has significantly reduced travel time and transportation costs, boosted tourism, and opened up new opportunities across various sectors. Governor Vijay Kumar Singh has stated that Mizoram has emerged as the fastest growing state in the Northeast in terms of tourism. More than 5 lakh tourists visited Mizoram during the 2024-25 period, reflecting a 139.5% increase compared to the previous financial year. He added that tourist inflow continues to rise in 2025-26, with 4 lakh visitors already registered by October 2025. In his Republic Day speech yesterday, the governor said that the tourism department is undertaking initiatives to develop various parts of Mizoram, while the art and culture department has established Zokua, a live museum at Falcon, to showcase the traditional lifestyle of the Mizo people. The initiative, he said, provides income opportunities for local residents and youth while offering tourists an authentic experience of Mizo culture. On the law and order front, the governor reported that the Mizoram police have recently seized contraband substances, firearms, large quantities of ammunition, besides counterfeit currency notes, and those involved were apprehended. Nagaland yesterday joined the rest of the country in celebrating the 77th Republic Day. At the state-level function held at the Civil Secretariat Plaza in Kohima, Chief Minister Nephew Ryo unfurled the national flag and took the Rashtriya salute from 17 contingents. The Chief Minister emphasized the need for Nagaland to align with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Underscoring the development of human resource as key priority, he highlighted various initiatives undertaken across departments aimed at achieving this goal. Mr. Ryo urged citizens to work with renewed dedication towards building a more developed and progressive Nagaland. The celebrations also featured a rendition of Vande Mataram by 7-year-old Nurile Chizo, besides colourful cultural performances. Sikkim joined the celebration of 77th Republic Day at Palzor Stadium, Gangtok. Governor Om Prakash Mathur unfurled the national flag and took salute of several armed forces. Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tawang, was also present on the occasion. Governor Mathur said, Sikkim, one of the youngest states of the country, has achieved numerous distinctions. These include becoming India's first fully organic farming state, emerging as one of the country's most preferred tourism destinations and ranking as the safest state for women. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla called for strengthening peace and upholding ideals of the constitution as the state celebrated the 77th Republic Day. Mr. Bhalla unfurled the national flag and took salutes from different march past contingents at the ceremonial parade in Imphal. Manipur, with its rich cultural heritage, unity in diversity and indomitable spirit, has always played a significant role in strengthening the fabric of the nation, he said. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik unfurled the national flag at Indira Gandhi Park in Itanagar on Republic Day yesterday. In his address, the governor said Arunachal Pradesh, with its vibrant cultural diversity, strategic importance and unbreakable spirit of harmony, stands proudly alongside the nation, fully committed to upholding the noble ideals enshrined in the Indian Constitution. Powering growth through responsible hydropower development, transforming connectivity in the state, strengthening air, digital and emergency infrastructure, and housing and livability are the second most focus areas. The Lok Bhavan Shillong celebrated the 77th Republic Day with a vibrant cultural program showcasing the rich heritage of the Northeast. The event was held in the presence of Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar, who took the national salute at the the police band played the national anthem. The program featured a series of patriotic and traditional performances organized by the Department of Arts and Culture. Traditional dances from across the Northeast highlighted the region's cultural diversity. Adding to the patriotic fervor, the Assam Rifles Jazz Band presented a special musical program. The program also included the felicitation of distinguished award recipients. Winners of the Flower Show were also felicitated. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.